Muslim community leaders claim not enough is being done to stop young men being radicalised and trying to join extremist groups fighting in the Middle East. Two teenagers from Sydney were detained at Sydney Airport last week under suspicion of trying to travel abroad to join Islamic State. Dozens of Australians are already in Syria and Iraq, most are fighting with Islamic State. Counter-terrorism specialists say unless something can be done to counter the group's propaganda, then more Australians will continue to go. Michael Edwards has this report.
Aged 16 and 17, the teenagers are from southwestern Sydney, and according to the Prime Minister Tony Abbott, they were raised as Australians.
Went to school here, grew up here, imbibed our values, and yet it seems they had succumbed to the lure of the death cult and they were on the verge of doing something terrible.
The two were detained at Sydney Airport on Friday. Last night, ABC News revealed their luggage allegedly contained extremist paraphernalia and a letter on how to fabricate a cover story to authorities when leaving the country. It's believed they were trying to travel to Turkey, a known entry point for jihadists wanting to enter Syria. Professor Clive Williams is a counter-terrorism expert at Macquarie University.
Clearly, a lot of young people are attracted to the notion of going and fighting for Islamic State.
The Foreign Fighters Act makes it illegal to travel to areas declared as terrorist zones without a specific humanitarian or family purpose. As many as 200 Australians are fighting in Iraq and Syria, most with Islamic State. At least one other teenager, Abdullah Elmir, also from Sydney Southwest, is among them. Thousands of foreigners are fighting alongside Islamic State, many of whom were radicalised by the group's sophisticated online propaganda campaign. Clive Williams says Australian authorities just aren't keeping up.
I don't think we've got a counter-narrative that matches that of Islamic State at the moment. Clearly, the propaganda about coming and fighting for establishment of a caliphate and that this is going back to the roots of Islam and all of that sort of thing is persuasive to young Muslims who may be unemployed and not have much sense of identity, so clearly it's difficult.
And the Muslim community says the government isn't helping to stop young people from becoming radicalised.
What are we doing to prevent these young people from being influenced of such a barbaric ideology? That is the question.
Dr. Jamal Rifi is a prominent member of Sydney's Islamic community. He says the government's full support is needed to tackle radicalisation, but he says it's just not coming.
You can't win this just by military and police operations. You need to put in place a well-thought-out de-radicalisation program, and that's where we are failing our young people. We're not putting anything in place that is effective and that works. Nothing.
Is that a problem with government funding?
Well, I reckon the government should look at the bigger picture of what's taking place. The issues are not just by legislation or by military solution and intelligence. We also need to win the heart and mind of these young people.
The teenagers have been released into their parents' custody. An investigation is underway into their activities.
Michael Edwards reporting.